Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where, Alec, I'm really disappointed I didn't get to use my baseball nuggets tease, where it was, does the Pope pitch in the woods? And I just really thought that that was fun, and so I needed you to know that that exists. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Did I ever tell you the Pope grew up about two suburbs north of where I did?
I did not know it was that close, but I was curious about the connection because he's a White Sox fan. Obviously, I know your affinity for the White Sox. How cool would it be if he threw out the first pitch in a White Sox game?
I think that'd be really cool, and I could wear my Pope shirt with the White Sox logo on it now.
He's
wearing number 14, by the way.
I love it. By the way, a non-related bit of football Cowboys. Let's try that again. A not related to the Cowboys bit of football news. There we go. Ian Rappaport is rapporting that Joe Mixon is going to be out for the rest of the year. Now, for the Cowboys, something I just saw, and I think this is super cool every single year. Mick is the My Cause, My Cleats. And I saw that Solomon Thomas is going to be dedicating his to mental health and ending youth suicide. And so I just wanted to get maybe your thoughts on the program in general, because I know it's the No Fun League, but this was an idea that I think is freaking genius that they've done for a while now.
No, it is. And you know what? The guys are all over it, right? They just love this idea, and some of them go to great extent to figure out how they want to design their cleats. It ends up a big deal in the locker room. So yeah, it brings great awareness for sure to the cause.
And I know Solomon Thomas has been a big mental health advocate for some time, just like Dak Prescott. It's just Solomon Thomas hasn't been on this team, even though obviously that is a local kid as well. Speaking of Dak Prescott, not saying we need to expect the worst, but did you get a little bit nervous when Shoddy was talking yesterday? He's like, he's a little banged up from the game.
Yeah, I think you would have to tie him down in a bed to keep him from playing in this game, don't you think?
Yes.
Probably so.
Absolutely.
I thought you were going to point out the Eagles' defensive statistics against the pass, and it's like, oh, Dak's in trouble, right?
I mean, and so speaking of that, one of the things we talked about to kick off the show is how effective they've been at batting passes down, which sometimes I feel like doesn't get like the proper attention that it should.
Well, not only that, but the stat that got my attention was they've only given up 9 passing touchdowns in 10 games.
Really?
Now, I don't know if that's an indication of who they played, but they've played some good opponents,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And beaten them. It's in their notes, a league low 3 red zone touchdown passes, tied with Denver, and they're the only team, the only team that has not allowed a passing touchdown on 3rd or 4th down this season.
So if you want to boil down the reasons why the Eagles have been so good, part of it is the stat that you just said. On the money downs and in the red zone, they have been phenomenal this year because you talked about how good they have been at stopping touchdown passes. Their offense, while struggling in general, has been phenomenally efficient in the red zone. They have been great on third and fourth downs. Like, boil it all down to that, it feels like.
Well, and this will be a big challenge. And I'm guessing this statistic has a lot to do with their pressure that they can put on opposing quarterbacks up front. But they're first in the league when it comes to opponent completion percentage. And you know Dak's really good at completion percentage.
Right.
Well, they're only giving up 56.6% completions in the passing game so far this year. So, yeah, the Cowboys, so to go back to where you started, this Cowboy offensive line that did play better against the Raiders, and we're about to find out if it was because of the Raiders or that they finally got enough guys on the line of scrimmage playing together for a couple games now. Because if that's all the completion percentage they're giving up, that means their defensive front is doing a heck of a job against opposing quarterbacks getting pressure on them.
You know, Mickey, one of the things I do love when they put out the sounds from the sideline, and one of the things I saw a couple different times, and Kevin, we talked a little bit about it with DeMarvan Overshown, seems like Quinnen Williams stepped in there and just started communicating immediately. How much do you like hearing that he's letting these guys know to trust him so quickly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And know what? If anybody just read a portion of his bio, you're going to say, oh, I'm listening to this guy. He's been to the Pro Bowl the last 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that carries a lot of weight in the locker room. And the guys know who he is. I guarantee you they do. So, yeah, and I'm sure he's got some confidence, and that's good. And, you know, I think we saw a difference of how they were applying pressure on opposing quarterbacks. Or at least for Geno Smith in the first game. Now, we'll see what happens in this game, knowing that it's not all about getting pressure on Jalen Hurts, but it's making sure you keep him in the pocket and don't let him take off and start running. I thought it was also interesting yesterday. Quinnen got asked if he ever had to face the tush push. And he says, no, I don't believe I have. And he said the only team we played that the quarterback ran quarterback sneaks was Josh Allen. And he goes, Josh Allen doesn't need any help to get his first down.
So yeah.
He said, I'm sure we'll have a good plan. But, you know, I was thinking about it. So go ahead and you put his 303 pounds, 6'3", in the middle next to Kenny Clark, who I think comes in at 314. And then they put him on the roster, but if he's in the game, Perrion Winfrey is 290. And then you can throw in Jay Toya at 340, and it's kind of a formidable big front that the Eagles' offensive line is going to have to move. And you know it's coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a team in more third and one and fourth and ones or, you know, fourth and third and goal at the one than any other team in the league.
I still like the strategy that one team used of having a player just lay down right in front of the football. I don't think that's a...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was kind of effective. You were talking about, you know, the completion percentage against the Eagles. One of the people I wanted to zero in on then is Quinyon Mitchell, because man, oh man, day by day, week by week, it looks like that guy is becoming a freaking star.
Yeah, no, you're right. So it, again, in those circumstances, you always wonder how they're going to play him. Are they going to put him on your best guy?
Right.
Well, who's
remove
the best
him.
Guy?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got a Dory Jackson going to cover the other guy in man? I don't think so. You know, they sort of tried to do that the first time, and it almost caught them. So, I'll be interested to see just exactly what they do. By the way, and I was trying to remember what it was, I see it, Dak's completing right at 70% of his passes.
Wow.
That is nice.
So, something got to give.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, and I mean, like you go back and watch that first game this year. He had a really good understanding, really good concept, because Fangio puts out a tremendous defense, but Dak seemed very in tune with what was, you know, the timing on what needed to, when throws needed to be happen. You know, it felt very comfortable in the pocket back there. Would Mitchell then be the person that you want Dak to try and get ejected before the game this time?
Get him to do some sitting.
Yeah.
I suppose so, yes.
That's the one.
I suppose
Go out there for the coin toss and see if you can get somebody irritated, right?
Yes. That is actually, Corey has been farming out or looking for ideas for that exact thing. Now, something that has gone from potentially a strength to a weakness in this game is their offensive line. Already no Lane Johnson. Cam Jurgens is in concussion protocol. Like, obviously, the Cowboys have been through this whole up and down roller coaster already this year, but that feels like the potential for a huge change for the Eagles.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you saw what happened last week, right?
Yep.
Remember, we pointed out that the Raiders were starting to backup guards.
Yep.
And I think the Cowboys certainly took advantage of that. So, we'll find out a little bit more about Williams' effect in the middle of this defensive line and their ability to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But again, Philadelphia is different, right? Because you got to make sure that Hurts doesn't start hurting you, if I can say that. And if I remember the first game, I think I want to say that he had more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You know what? I got it right here. Yeah, 2 yards more, 62 to 60.
I think 2 yards is how many Ashton Gentry had.
Oh,
too,
my gosh.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not. That's not. I'm sorry.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as long as and by the way, it's a good thing the Cowboys aren't playing the Giants or the Jets on Sunday.
Why is that?
With the East Coast officiating bias over these last 2 days, I was just glad they're not playing a team like the Islanders or the Knicks. Okay,
that's a good point. We would have scored the game-tying touchdown pass. It would have been called an offensive hold. I see what you're saying there, for sure. Is it remarkable how almost exactly same those two games were?
I think I shouted last night, I cannot believe it.
Yes.
And I was there for the Stars game, right?
Yeah,
and
oh,
it
man.
It was like the whole place is going crazy, right? And I looked up at the scoreboard, and the clock had run out. Well, there was a tenth of a second left, right? And then when I saw the guy putting the headset on, I'm going, this is not going to turn out well.
Stupid Toronto overturning that call.
Well, they should have called the guy cross-checking Robinson from the back in the first place.
Yeah, give me a
That's
penalty
why he
shot.
He ended up where he went. He got cross-checked.
I'm with you.
Sorry, I'm out of my
way. No,
you're
disagreements.
You are dead on. You're preaching to everybody right now, Mick.
Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch you again tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you guys.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I wanted to throw this out there real quick. Sorry, Derek. Because I thought it was hilarious.
I don't think this is Derek. I think Derek benefits from this.
Yes. So Bill Simmons, who, never mind. Bill Simmons on his show proclaimed that the Columbus Blue Jackets were the most irrelevant franchise in sports. Because kind of the idea was you're too bad to make the playoffs, but not so bad that you're at the top of the news with your dysfunction.
Yeah.
And it's usually a team in a small market. And he said, I've never heard a single conversation about the Blue Jackets. So he put the Columbus Blue Jackets on burn or on blast. But the Columbus Blue Jackets responded on their Twitter account. Tried to go to Grantland to read the full article, but I got a 404.
Oh, that was his old website, right?
Yeah.
That was a cool website for a minute.
It was.
Long form stuff.
And then they decided to put him on camera.
They're out.
Things.
Dang, dude, I love Bill Simmons.
I love Bill Simmons, the writer.
As a writer, yeah, he's a very good writer.
As an on-air personality, I think we've tried this in several different venues, and all of them have ended the same.
It goes back to one time I watched Colin Quinn. On Saturday Night Live.
I like Colin Quinn.
And he was doing the weekend update, and he was talking about the postman. And he was like, this movie's bombed. And he looked up, and it's a picture of Kevin Costner, and he goes, acty. No directy. Acty.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe that's the way it is for Bill Simmons.
Yes, and that is exactly...
Nice job by the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they make Derek Holland proud.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus stay clear of this potential Christmas gift for your kids next.
Ooh.
On The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where... Maybe we can put some public pressure on this situation. We would love to do an Ask the Manager for a Peace-a-thon. I don't know if we'll all be employed after that. But,
does that mean we ask questions to him, or he is open to like all of the Tolos that just text in questions?
I think both.
What about Alec?
Alec,
did Alec ask questions?
We means Alec.
What question would you like to ask the boss?
Well, actually, you can make your own determination on that, because it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
I'm not going to lie. Alec, if him just saying sandwich became a part of that, I don't hate it.
As he holds it up to the camera.
I don't hate it.
Every day.
I can't be mad at that. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, the Christmas gift not to get your young children this year. This is terrifying.
Okay.
We will get to that here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, we will visit the National Day Calendar as we always do. There's some interesting ones today, including National Absurdity Day.
Ooh, I like that one.
So if you see something absurd,
yeah,
it's very on brand today.
Feels like this rain's going to be absurd today.
Yes, I'm not really looking forward to driving
home. Yeah, somebody on the YouTube lost power.
Oh.
But they're also texting, or they're also commenting on the YouTube, so...
You can do that on your phone.
Yeah, maybe.
Cell service?
I was just
I didn't mean to be rude about that.
God, Kevin was like, hey, dummy! God, phones are existing still.
That's a good point.
It is also Great American Smokeout Day, I guess.
That feels like a big celebration day for our audience.
Mm-hmm. No, not a single person out there, Kevin.
Facts.
Not a single Tolo is partaking in the smoking variety of activity today.
No sticky icky out there.
Not even right now. I bet right this second.
It's illegal in Texas.
There is not a single person out there that is doing such a thing.
Can't
How
do that.
Dare you?
You can't break the law.
It's a rainy day.
Can't break the law.
Hmm.
Are you trying to say that rainy day makes the smell go away?
No, I'm saying you don't want to go outside.
Okay, so you tell go.
That's right.
Hold on. How come you guys are like, oh, yeah, you should have sex while listening to the station, but nobody who listens smokes weed?
Because there are people with integrity out there.
Okay, well, that is absurd. Integrity was a brand of weed. So I guarantee you more people are smoking weed right now, listening to our station, than having sex.
Ooh, interesting.
Fact.
Interesting.
That I cannot prove, but we'll say fact. Because I'm gonna go Fred here. The reality is...
Let's call it what it is.
Fantex is a very interesting place.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that there's no... No, they aren't.
I can read them all if you like, but then Alec will have no more segment.
Yeah, from the 940, smoking makes you want to eat sandwiches. I kind of want that on my gravestone. Not gonna lie.
A buddy of mine just texted and said, tell him I'm doing it right now on the way to work. I think he's Tolo going, is what he's saying.
Huh.
On his drive to work.
Yeah. I definitely would
he's
not.
He's been in your house.
Is that safe?
Oh, no. Don't be doing that on your way to work. Either one. If you're operating a vehicle, don't have sex either.
The 214 says, Kevin, I'm smoking and having sex. Okay, I need to get this back under control.
Mm-hmm.
I did say it's National Absurdity Day.
That was absurd.
This is absurd.
So let's think about it, Alec, for a second.
Jeez.
Let's really break this down. I am proud of that person then, because that means they're smoking, doing it, listening to the station, and able to text in. That is somebody who's taking advantage of all of their body, right? Like, they're doing the best they can with all of it.
Remember in White Men Can't Jump? When Rosie Perez got into the driver's seat with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this can't be safe. And I was like, this is hilarious. And yeah. I was like 8.
That movie helped me become a man.
Yeah, it did. Huh. Me too.
Okay.
Thank you, Rosie Perez.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's thirsty.
And then she won Jeopardy.
It was the second Star Wars movie for me, Kevin. In chronological order, Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Shout out
Natalie Portman.
All right. Here's my absurdity for the day then.
Oh, gosh.
I think I mentioned this not that long ago, but it still really bothers me. How are you going to have an intimate dinner under space candlelight and telling this fella that you can't be together and then wearing your dominatrix outfit to the intimate dinner? Yeah, wrong. Should have wore a big potato sack or something like that. And been like, sorry, no dice. And then he'd been like, well, all right.
Okay, well, this is my segment, so I need to get it back under control.
You said absurdity.
Yeah. It is, but it's also National Child's Day.
Hold on, do you get things under control by putting your hair up?
Yeah, I need to lock in.
He's fixing his hair right now.
I need to lock in, guys. This is getting too absurd for me.
Oh, that is an interesting
from
outfit.
The 469, if there's Tolo Go, should there be Tolo Blow for the marijuana people?
Oh, God.
Not the other thing. That does feel too far.
I've had to hit a button that I don't like to hit once today. I don't want to hit it again, please.
Okay.
It's National Child's Day as well. But what I really want to get to, I promise, National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Ooh.
And that makes me think of holidays. That makes me think of the desserts of the holidays.
Mm.
What is your favorite holiday season dessert? 877-881-1053. Because there are certain ones that I stay away from until this time of the year.
It's the peppermint bark. For me, I love peppermint bark, both in terms of the like snowmen that they put together, peppermint bark, but also my older son makes tremendous dark chocolate peppermint bark. So, yeah, peppermint bark, high on the list.
Okay.
Does Dawson's mom make a buttermilk pie or a sugar?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Dude, I think it's a buttermilk pie. That thing is phenomenal. That thing is so good. Adrian then kind of took the same idea and added coconut to the top of it.
Ooh.
And like, and it went inside of it also. I was like, this thing is amazing. It was always pumpkin pie. As a child, pumpkin pie.
Sure.
And basically the entire bucket of Cool Whip, just dump it on top of there and just be like, but this... this new thing in my life, it's a coconut buttercream pie, buttermilk pie. It's awesome. And that's my new favorite now. in your face. Okay. Thanks to Dawson for introducing me to that, too.
You know what I will say? Not really of the dessert variety, but you got me thinking of something that I've had from a coworker's family before, is Broadus brought some homemade pumpkin bread. One time, I think it was Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work the Cowboys game day broadcast, so I was up here on Thanksgiving Day, and he brought a ton of food because Brian, he always does that. And he had some homemade pumpkin bread, the best I've ever had in my life.
Dude,
was so good.
Also, I can't remember the name. Somebody just said rum cake. You ever had a good rum cake? Kevin, I know you don't like to get drunk, but sometimes...
Serious question about that. Like, is there... This is going to be stupid. Like, is there alcohol to the point where, like, if you ate a bunch of cake, you could be
No.
Okay.
I don't think so, but it depends on what they, like, you know how Tres Leches, they pour the milk on it, and it sits there, it soaks it up?
Yeah.
Kind of like that sometimes. Some people take it a little further. So, like, it would do that, but it rum cake is so good, dude. I love rum cake.
Let's see. Bread pudding from the 469. Let's see. I'm seeing more National Absurdity Day text, which I appreciate as well. From the 817, corn pie. It's a real thing. Look it up.
Oh.
Corn pie.
That sounds like something I would eat.
Huh. From the 940, pumpkin roll with crushed walnuts on top. Love a good pumpkin roll.
What?
That sounds great.
I'm not entirely sure if I know what a pumpkin roll is.
Like, I've had it once.
Sorry to...
Like, you would need a visual aid for a pumpkin roll. I can't really explain things.
Okay.
Like, you like walnuts?
Think of it like...
Chestnuts?
What's the little Debbie cakes? Swiss rolls? Think of it like that, but a bigger version and pumpkin kind of cakey bread.
I know what that is.
That's the best description I can give you.
It has
really good.
The cream in the middle?
Yes.
Okay.
It, like, swirled into it. It's rolled up. So it's got, like, the layers of, like, cake versus cream versus cake versus cream.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool whip.
And it's really, really good. I love it. I'd say for me it's just the regular milk chocolate fudge because nostalgia. My mom used to make it growing up all the time for Thanksgiving and Christmas time. And that was, like, the number one thing at any family function was the chocolate fudge. You know, and it's usually... It's usually not the greatest sign if the dessert is stealing the show, but that was
it was just so good.
It was just so good that it sent everything over the top. Nothing else mattered to me. It was like, I need to clean this plate so I can go get some fudge. Because, you know, growing up, it's like, you're going to finish those greens and those proteins before you touch the desserts.
Right.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So now that I'm a grown man, I can do whatever I want.
Hell
but,
yeah.
You know, back then, it was mom was always in the ear like, hey, you got to finish your plate before. I'm like, dry turkey. I don't want this. Like, what's going on? It wasn't hers. I'm not going to say who made it.
You know what I always do on Thanksgiving? For every day, every Thanksgiving I grew up, when we'd show up to my grandma Maxine's, she always had the deviled eggs made already and in the fridge, and I would go steal two.
Oh, I'm that way with olives.
And I do that now to this day. When my mom, she's making it, I still go in there and I steal too. And she, actually, my grandma at one point just made me a whole dish on my own and was like, hey, Corey, you can get out of those now.
That's nice.
Yeah. Deviled eggs are great.
Yeah. That's a big hitter in our house, too. We're trying to figure out what we're doing because we're relocating. For the past 3 years, Thanksgiving has been in a different spot each time. So the responsibilities change up.
Yeah, yeah.
So last year it was at our house, which meant it was mainly me and my dad doing the cooking. So I had everything I could ever ask for there. Mm. Now, I don't know what's going to be there because it's not at our house this year. So I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah.
Kinda concerned. Guys, I'm also concerned about this. AI-powered teddy bears.
Nope.
So this is from CNN, Kevin. You want to?
Nope.
Politics. Can you imagine the headlines that these AI teddy bears are running?
I was waiting for it. But according to CNN, there is a Singapore-based company called Folotoy. They were charging $99 for an AI-powered teddy bear named Kuma. The name given to a teddy bear that combines advanced artificial intelligence with friendly interactive features, making it the perfect friend for both kids and adults.
No.
But.
It's going to murder you.
Some folks here in the U.S. decided to get their hands on one of the bears as part of an investigation into a number of different AI-powered toys that they obtained. And it's safe to say that they didn't get a glowing review in the 40th edition of the USPIRG Education Fund's Trouble in Toyland report. PIRG, Purge.
Oh,
but,
dear.
Yeah, they have the Trouble in Toyland report that they do every year, and this made the list. Researchers found they were able to engage in conversations that led to the bear telling them where to find knives in their home.
Oh, my!
How to light a match, which is obviously less than ideal if a small child is involved here.
Yes!
And they also found that it was more than happy to share advice concerning some quote-unquote adult activities, including
the logo,
including how to tie up people, and other role-play dynamics.
Kevin, the future is bright.
Is it? Is it?
These are the
terrifying
times.
This is terrifying, dude.
These are the times that people are going to look back on. And they're going to be like, how did they not see this coming?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Exactly. Or there's a movie last year that came out called Imaginary about, like, there was some other stuff, but it was kind of about this idea that the bear would help you kill people and kill people on its own. And that's what's going to happen. I'm not going to lie. I'm fine if the bear is telling you weird sex things as long as it's not murdering you, right? If those are the options.
I don't know about that.
That's my winner tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm fine that they're telling you about weird sex things.
No, I hear you on that. But I'm saying if it's an either or, is the bear is going to tell you what a bear job is, and you're like, I don't know what that means.
Oh my
gosh. It explains
finding
it
honey.
To you. Or it murders you. Yeah, it's going to tell you about its honeypot. That's fine. That's better than if it murdered you.
Yeah, you don't want to be murdered.
Blood and honey.
Yeah. This is.
I haven't seen those,
it's a scary
believe
time.
It or not.
It's a scary time, dude, with AI.
Just know that this was all your fault, Alec.
Yeah, what have I done?
We're the KNC masterpiece for now.
For now.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we power rank the quarterback power rankings right here on The Fan.
Fake handoff to Stevenson. May feeling the pressure. Taking a shot. He's got his man. It's Pop Douglas, and he is in. Touchdown. 53-yard strike from May.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Just a reminder, tomorrow we will be at Freebirds in Irving off of North MacArthur. One of our featured giveaway items for tomorrow is the 105.3 The Fan Tolo Cutting Board, exclusive for this event. And it is
good luck.
It is very
cool.
I will have some bonus giveaway items, but that is awesome. Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip
it. And rip it.
Mm. Now, Damone Clark was picked up off of waivers by the Houston Texans,
okay,
in case you wanted to continue to follow his journey. And then this is a journey that has become more and more interesting as the days have gone along. There's a report out there that the Bills plan to bench Keon Coleman again tonight. So we talked about it. He was a healthy scratch for the first time in his career in the last game because there's some disciplinary issues that involved. I mean, you heard missing meetings, but I'm guessing there is now a lot more to it. And there are rumblings that he will be benched tonight as well.
I think that, you know, that has to be the case. You have to do that with guys for whatever is they are doing that you disagree with. You have to let them know. And the rest of the team, this is not, a lot of times it's not just the one guy that's getting the punishment for a reason. It's everybody else has to see that it's happening. He's a young player, and I don't know exactly, you know, if there's more to
that's
this.
That's the thing, yeah.
But, you know, man, he was going to end up having a better season this year.
Right.
Not as productive as I think they hoped he would be at some point, but he was going to end up having a better season. I don't know if he's going to hit those marks if this continues.
Now, a couple of imminent returns for the Giants. Jackson Dart was limited in practice yesterday, but the belief is that he's on track to play against the Lions this weekend. And then a huge bit of news for Bengals fans. Joe Burrow was upgraded to a full participant at Wednesday's practice for the first time since undergoing toe surgery. So, you know, their playoff hopes are slim, but if Burrow can start playing against the Patriots, we'll see.
You think that's going to be the case?
I don't think he's going to play this weekend, but that is not based on inside information.
Okay.
All right. Power ranking, the quarterback power rankings. Who is the worst quarterback, starting quarterback in all of football?
Shedeur Sanders, because he is playing for the Browns.
Shedeur Sanders, after a 4-for-16 performance with an interception in his relief time, is in fact listed as worst on the quarterback power rankings, followed by Alec, who is the second worst behind Shedeur.
It's always easy to say Cam Ward at this point.
That is a smart way of looking at it because Cam Ward is, in fact, next to last, then Tyrod Taylor, Geno Smith, and Marcus Mariota.
I was going to say whoever the quarterback is for the Jets. Like, there's
sure
got to be in that conversation. Geno Smith, huh?
So
interesting.
You look at it, and this is what's really bad, is because a lot of these are backups. So let's start at 27 all the way to the end. Though, honestly, you could jump up to 26, Tyler Shuck, because he was not the initial plan for the Saints. But then you go Kirk Cousins, backup. Marcus Mariota at 28, backup. Tyrod Taylor, backup. Shedeur Sanders, backup. Which means that the ones who aren't, Geno Smith at 29 and Cam Ward at 31, they're just like, you're just bad.
Yeah, you are.
Where would you put Dak on this list?
See, the way he played against the Raiders was pretty good. Wasn't he in like the 12 range last week? I'll put him at 11.
Okay. Alec, where would you put Dak Prescott in the hierarchy of quarterbacks?
Had a really good game against a really bad team, and I feel like national outlets will care about that fact. I would say 12.
And these are wild times that we live in. 12 is Patrick Mahomes. And 11 is Dak Prescott.
Huh.
So, who would you put at the top of the heap? And does it feel like a two-quarterback race at this moment?
It's Matt Stafford. Is anybody else playing? Is Lamar hurt again?
I don't think he's going to miss the game, but I know people were concerned that he popped back up with ankle this time after the hamstring injury. I still think he's going to play, but that is concerning.
Is it not Josh Allen?
Nope. I don't think so. I think there's one other person that's running neck and neck with.
Well, Drake May's having a phenomenal season.
I think that's the guy. Drake May. So tell me what you think about this top five. Matthew Stafford, Drake May, Josh Allen, third, Lamar Jackson is fourth, and Jalen Hurts is fifth. So something about Jalen Hurts that I looked up that took me by surprise. You mentioned Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
So which quarterbacks have the most touchdowns this season? Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford are 1-2. Jalen Hurts is third.
With total
touchdown. Yeah. He's tied for third. And I know it doesn't always look like people
That's why his team hates him, because he's running in for touchdowns instead of throwing him the ball.
I mean, he has one interception versus 22 total touchdowns, which is third in the NFL. So I think, like, he's having a better season than I think a lot of people perceive him to have.
Is it better?
I think it's better.
Or is it, like, he's very conservative and doesn't turn the ball over? I feel like there are a lot of times where he just does take off running. A lot of that has to do with that offensive line is not exactly what it's been of late. And so it is adapting to what the game is, and that's, I think, very important.
And that's why I think it's better, because we go back to 2014, I thought easily the best year of Tony Romo's career, because he did exactly what the game called for. And I think when you see that defense getting stronger and stronger, Jalen Hurts might be doing exactly what the game calls for. Or you can't rule out the idea that that entire team implodes because they all hate each other.
But yeah,
we'll probably deal with that later today or perhaps tomorrow. Rest of the top 10, in case you were curious.
Just something real quick, Kevin, yeah. From the 469. I think this is about Shador. They said he played one game. Y'all chill. So we did not rank him last.
They're not my rank.
This is the, I believe, CBS.
That is correct.
They're the ones that do this. And historically, whenever a quarterback is getting a start for the first time, they go at the bottom of the list.
Yes.
So that, like, that's just the way that is.
And the appearance he had, he completed 25% of his passes.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you even talking
about?
Yeah,
he's got a lot to do, a lot to work and grow on.
And also Mahomes
again, the list itself. We can pretty much every time a new quarterback is starting, throw that one at the bottom of the list.
And Mahomes is 12.
Yeah.
It's a list of the moment. Do you really think Mahomes is the 12th best quarterback in the NFL?
Dude, here's what I was thinking this morning. No.
Thought that'd be easy, no?
I was driving in this morning and thinking about Mahomes and where it's a weird place that they're in. But don't you go in a big game and go, they're likely to win.
Yes.
Because they know how.
Yes.
They have the quarterback.
Yes.
They have the coaching advantage, too. Like I
agree with all of that.
It's some of these regular season games, they got to get into the playoffs for sure, like, in order to get there. But whenever it's big game time, I'm like, I trust them. I just do.
I get it. Rest of the top 10, by the way, Jared Goff is 6, Baker 7, then Jordan Love, Sam Darnold, and Brock Purdy round out the top 10. I'm going to talk about the Rams real quick, because while Matthew Stafford's rocking and rolling, while a lot of people think that Super Bowl buzz is there and they're the favorites, consider this. They just put defensive captain Quentin Lake on injured reserve, as well as offensive starters Rob Havenstein or Stein, if you're fancy, and Tyler Higbee on injured reserve as well. And so lost a tight end, lost your right tackle, lost your starting safety, all to injured reserve. I know those people aren't Matthew Stafford, and they are still an excellent team, but man, that's a tough day or a tough couple of days.
Absolutely it is.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan?
Let's go!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.